This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
I don't want to say anything. Let it run.
Let's go.
Good way to wake up.
Yeah, get up.
20 in front of six. You know, you ever have those songs that start with a curse? Have you ever heard like songs like that? No?
I don't know any songs that begin with a curse word, Jerry.
Really?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's one song that starts bleep you and you and you. You do
know
that song. Yeah, you do.
I do not know that,
Yes, you do know that song. If I play it for you during the break, you'll know that song. So that was my alarm this morning. What a nice way to wake up.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Pretty much. It was actually kind of funny.
So I have a couple NFL notes, Jerry, if you'll allow me to present you some
Brandon
NFL notes.
Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys.
You like that?
I really thought he was going to be a Giant.
Is that right?
So when I saw that the Cowboys got him and then really gave up very little for him in terms of awesome. Yes, I was fired up when I saw that yesterday.
Now, they do say, though, that because Brandon Cooks is going to the Cowboys, that the Cowboys are now out of the OBJ business.
That's okay. That's
good
fine.
With that.
Yeah, because while I would have been fine if they got him, I also know the circus that comes along with him. So I think it would have been great. I really do. I think he would have been good for them, but... No, I'm good with this. I like this.
Then I saw, I love this Julian Love when he would come on with Tiki and Tierney. He was a good talker, Jerry. He's out of here.
I know.
He's going to Seattle.
Yeah.
Or he went to Seattle.
I know. Gone.
What's up with that? Well, now, will he still be doing call-ins?
No, I think instead of being on Tiki and Tierney, he'll be on the Ed Reed and John Smith show out there.
You know, does a show out there, I think, still Danny Bonaducci.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Danny Bonaducci.
Does a sports talk show?
Oh, no. He does like a some sort of music radio show.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that Julian Love's not going to go on that.
Well?
I would think he'll go on the sports talk station out there. Was it Cairo? Is that right?
Yes.
Is it Cairo where the Mariners for years and years
I
were on?
I think so.
So maybe he'll be on that station.
Sports Talk Seattle.
Yeah, that was
taking your calls.
If you're a Giant fan, like that's a big loss.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that really hurts. And I was really surprised.
Jerry, that was really surprising when I saw that.
I knew the writing was on the wall, but I thought somehow the Giants would figure out a way to keep him.
And then I actually feel bad for this move, Jerry.
What's this?
Adam Thielen is going to Carolina. That sounds like a see you never. See you never again,
Well, don't
Adam
say that
Thielen.
To Boomer's friend Frank Reich. He's the head coach there.
I know.
The Panthers were in Super Bowls, by the way.
I know. It feels 100 years ago.
Right? That was so Cam Newton lost a Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah.
Was he in the Super Bowl?
He was in the Super Bowl.
That was
the
one against the Broncos.
50.
And then you had Jake Delhomme lost
39.
To the Patriots. So it's not like this. I mean, the Panthers have been in more Super Bowls since 1970 than the Jets.
Yeah, I know. It just feels like a place where players go to die now. And I feel like Adam Thielen had a great career in Minnesota. I wanted to see him catch on with a team where we'd be seeing and hearing from him, but I feel bad for the guy.
Correction, 38. Sorry.
He will be just fine.
He'll still be
making a fortune. He's playing football in the NFL. He'll be all right.
Who's their main quarterback right now?
They just traded with the Bears for the number one pick. So
So that would be
the theory being they're going to draft one. But now we talked about this the other day. There's conversations that they might trade the number one pick now to get more for that. So I don't know. I don't know who's on. Darnold was sent to San Francisco.
Right.
Baker Mayfield was sent to L.A., and now he's somewhere else. I don't know.
I think they got – no, they either – didn't they get
Let's see. The Carolina Panthers.
Didn't they get Andy Dalton?
Oh, good Lord.
I think so.
Oh, that sounds terrible. You might be right. Oh,
I think so.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, he's – I mean, Andy Dalton to Adam Thielen.
Ugh.
Or Thielen. Thielen? Thielen.
Thielen. Why don't you keep doing that?
Adam Thielen.
Right.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. Check, Jerry. I believe it is Andy
I am
Dalton.
Checking because I honestly don't know. Let's see. Position. We go quarterbacks. If I can get to a deal. Of course, I got to go Q all the way.
And how about this move, Jerry?
Yeah. They got Matt Corral and Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton,
yeah. Those are the only two. Oh, and Jacob Eason. Is that Tony Eason's kid?
I believe it is.
How about that?
Tony Eason, former Patriot quarterback, Jerry. Packers legend Leroy Butler, Jerry. I don't like this guy. He seems like a real punk. He predicts the Jets are only going to win 8 games with Aaron Rodgers.
They're going to go 8-9 with Aaron Rodgers?
That's what he thinks.
Well, that would be a colossal fail.
And may I give you a quote from him, Jerry?
Yeah, there's got to be a reason for this. You don't like him?
Y'all ain't going to no Super Bowl. He said, in order to win a Super Bowl, Jerry, as he's been there, done that, is you have to be a close-knit team. And he doesn't see Aaron Rodgers coming in and being super close to the team.
I don't think he has to be. I disagree with that, actually. I think it helps.
I think if you're an older player like Aaron Rodgers, I agree with you, Jerry. I don't think you need that.
I think if you come in and you do your job and you do what you're supposed to do, I think they can win. I mean, this is a pretty, from the way I understand it, a pretty close-knit team as it is. They're all, you know, clamoring for him.
Correct.
I think he will come in like the conquering hero, and he'll do his part.
You hear that, Leroy Butler?
So my guess would be, I would think Leroy Butler or Leroy Butler, whatever the hell his first name, how you pronounce it, I would think he's probably some sort of a beef with Aaron Rodgers.
Sounds like he's got a beef. Now, he did, I did actually read the entire article.
What podcast was this on?
This is on TMZ.
Okay.
I did read the entire article, and he was saying nice things about Aaron Rodgers.
By article, you mean the TMZ two paragraphs?
Yeah, the two paragraph thing with an ad in between, okay. Scrolling, trying to figure out where the rest of the article went.
Yes.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, newspapers and things are still so bad at online articles.
Yeah, I know.
It's still, they make you dance around everything. Why?
I agree.
There's no way that advertising, like, there's no way.
People are clicking on the pop-up banner ad?
Yes.
I agree. It's all about.
But I guess he just needs to be there and they get the impression.
That's,
you know,
all that matters.
But it's so hard to navigate these print things online.
Yeah, not easy.
Not easy.
Nope.
But he was saying nice things about Aaron Rodgers and a great quarterback, great this, great that. He's just saying, Jerry, that in order to win a Super Bowl, which is a very large thing and very difficult to do, you've got to be tight.
But there's two different things there.
What's that?
To win a Super Bowl and 8 wins are two different things.
It does seem to be a...
Like, they can go 12-5 and get bounced in the, I don't know, championship game, which he's gotten very used to doing. Because maybe in a big spot because they're not close. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to say they're going to go be an under 500 team to they can't win a Super Bowl because they won't be close enough, that's a huge gap in between.
It does seem like a big gap. I mean, it seems like there could be something in between.
Like if I told
wins.
You they went 13-4 and lost in the divisional round, would you be stunned?
No.
No, neither would I. But I expect them to win a lot of games, especially in the regular season. I do.
I think they're going to lose in the wild card round.
So how many wins you give them? 9?
10? 10 wins.
10-7? That's not good enough.
10-7. No, it's not good enough.
10-7 and a wild card appearance. Not good enough. And then we start the offseason dance. Is he coming back? Is he retired? Does he like the Jets? You want to go somewhere else? Trade him. Retire. Oh, my God.
He's going into a dark cave.
Oh. Well, what's next? Think about what he did last year. This year, we didn't think he could have gotten any crazier. He did the dark cave.
Dark cave.
What's next? Dig a hole and live underground
for a
week?
Yep, he's going to dig a hole, Jerry, in the, over in the Meadowlands in the swamps of Jersey.
He's going to skydive into a dormant volcano.
Oh, that'll be cool when he comes out, Jerry.
Darn, man.
He's going to skydive into a dormant volcano. Then he's going to leap out of it 3 days later and come up with a decision.
My God.
The other quarterback that a lot of people were talking about, Lamar Jackson, is holding it's not really a press conference. So
he's going to talk
on his own. Yes, he's called to talk for himself.
Yeah.
On his YouTube channel for some time this week.
He should. I know it's not easy because he's representing himself.
Yeah. That's...
If I were him, though, I would call up 4 or 5 friendly faces that cover the Ravens that he clearly knows. And I would hold a little press conference on his own YouTube channel, and take some questions. Have a statement, take some questions, and I would do that personally. And I wanted to get to him so bad, but there was so much going on Thursday and Friday, we never did. And there's this narrative out there that you know, no one wants to sign him or give him an offer for whatever reason. The reason's very simple. He's gotten hurt the last couple of years, hasn't finished the seasons. You want, who wants to guarantee that?
Maybe he's going on his own YouTube channel to announce he's hiring a agent. That would be cool.
I doubt it.
That's what I would do.
I don't think you need to tell anybody. Just make that announcement on Twitter. It's
Who's the most powerful NFL agent?
I have no idea. I don't even think Lee Steinberg does it anymore. I don't know.
Lee Steinberg, Jerry? This is not the 1980s.
I mean, we know in baseball it's Scott Boras. I don't know.
Why would Scott Boras get involved in football?
He doesn't have to.
Oh.
His Boras, whatever the hell, I believe it's worth $1 billion.
Boras.
Is it Boras LLC or Boras Enterprises, whatever the name of his company is?
I think it's Boras the Spider.
That's really what went to your mind right now?
Boras the Spider.
Boras the Spider. Let's see. Boras, let's see.
Jerry, Google Boras the Spider and let us know if that's what
it is. I'm not Googling Boras. You Google Boras the Spider. Scott Boras' net worth. What do you think it is?
$900 million.
$500 million.
No. Not doing as great as I thought.
I know you got a big 401k over there, Asbury Park guy, but that's pretty good.
And by the way, Ja Morant, Jerry, has ruined a good time for the rest of his Grizzly teammates. They have decided, based on Ja Morant flashing a gun in a strip club, that they are going to be traveling home immediately after road games a lot of the time here on out. Not all the time.
Not all road games.
A lot of the time. In particular, quote-unquote, glitzier cities like Miami. That guy just ruined... If I'm his teammate, you ruined our fun.
Well, a couple things. Number one, you can find trouble anywhere. That's first.
Good point. Jerry, there's strip clubs everywhere.
Yes. I'm sure there are great strip clubs in Cleveland, Denver.
No doubt.
Portland. I mean, you name the city.
Right.
They can find fun. Whether it's a strip club, a regular club, a bar, just a place to go hang out.
Every place has a great place to hang out.
That having been said, in a lot of cases, there really is no need. If you've got, like, my guess would be, they've got road games on, let's just for poops and giggles say, Chicago, Cleveland, Monday and Thursday. There's really no reason not to go back home to Memphis. So other than spending more money and giving them more opportunity to go crazy, to me it makes sense. He's going through a lot.
And by the way, there's probably great places in Memphis.
I'm sure there are. You can get in trouble anywhere.
Yeah.
Not much good happens after midnight. This is what I'm told.
They act like Miami's like the one place where trouble happens.
Well, a lot of trouble happens in Miami. You see the weekend they had?
What happened in Miami?
The spring break, shootings, curfews.
No.
Yeah. Not good.
I got to stop watching
the
news.
Not good. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. And then Boomer and Gio, I can see them hanging out in the hallway. They can't wait to get in here. That's coming up at 6. Right now, Odyssey Sports Minute brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Amy Lawrence.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Oh, yeah, some time. It's not just a 14-second segment. What else you got, Al?
I did see an interesting back and forth on the NCAA pregame or one of those shows with Charles Barkley talking about that he would sometimes shower with his...
To wash his clothes?
Yeah, that in the early days of the NBA, when he was in the NBA, that they didn't have time to give their clothing, their used game gear to the team to wash, that he would wear it in the shower. That can't be. They were acting like that was fake news, the other guys that were sitting there with him.
No, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's kind of out there.
But they were also telling him, like, you could also take your uniform off and wash it in the sink.
For sure. Maybe he thought it was just the easier thing to do.
Yeah, just wear your uniform.
Have you ever taken a shower in clothes? Like, you go to the beach. You ever go home and take a shower in, like, the bathing suit to try to get the sand out?
Although I got to be honest with you, Jerry, it's been many years since I've been on a beach.
You got one. You live across the street from one.
I look at the beach.
You have an outdoor shower in your condo, like a beach town does with the beach houses?
Nope.
You ever take a shower in an outdoor shower?
Yeah, I don't care for an outdoor
shower.
Kind
of skeevy, aren't they?
Yeah, very skeevy.
But very convenient.
Because it seems like people could see through it. At the very least.
What are you worried about?
At the very least, and these are on like main streets and beach towns.
Yes, for sure.
They don't have, the door doesn't go all the way to the floor. So
you can see your feet.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Right, so we're in there with your female friend. People can see you screwing around. Maybe Rick Pitino had one of those open doors when he's in that restaurant.
But it does feel like I'm getting away with seeing something. Like if I'm walking my dog and there's a girl showering outdoors,
WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1, New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.